This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. It may be true that no law may fix the abortion problem, but one of the most interesting efforts has just passed the Arkansas State Legislature in two bills that would ban abortions at the point when an unborn child's heart starts to beat, typically before even the mother knows she's pregnant. The bill has been presented to Governor Mike Beebe, who has yet to say what he plans to do. Nearly a dozen members of Congress, 11 groups, and a state's attorney general have filed friend of the court briefs supporting Hobby Lobby's store's challenge to the HHS mandate. Chief counsel for the Beckett Fund, Kyle Duncan, says that while any brief by sitting members of Congress is significant, this one comes from members who originally supported the federal civil rights law, the Religious Freedom Restoration Act of 93, which is at the heart of the mandate challenges. This is Life News Radio. Some problems go together. We won't get rid of assisted suicide or euthanasia until we value life to the natural end of life. We won't solve population problems until we separate myths from reality. We won't get rid of abortion until there is a culture that understands freedom and no longer tolerates license. We cannot have prayer and morality in public until there is prayer and morality in the private lives of Christians. Be part of a culture of life. This is Life News Radio. Researchers at Wayne State University in Michigan are mapping for the first time ever fetal brain signals. Besides showing human function and further displaying the humanity of unborn children, the prevention and treatment of brain disorders like autism or dyslexia may be on the horizon. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.